Robin, as you see, you're not at the moment well represented in the National Collection. We hope we'll be able to build up from that in the future. The things that we do have are two graphic works, a lino cut and a work called And So On. Could you give us some information about those two works for our cataloguing?
Right. Chronologically, the first of them, yes, is the lino cut, which, yes, must be about 1966, I would think, but I'll just have a look. Is it? 66. It was, yes, purchased. And I think it was probably purchased out of an exhibition or a travelling exhibition of Australian prints, which was put together by the Print Council.
I see. Mm-hmm.
And went to, perhaps the Smithsonian Institute in Washington.
Uh-huh.
But I...
Do we have the title correct? No, did you give a definite title?
I usually don't have definite titles, so I'm not sure, because I think Gary Catalano reproduced it in a book in the, what's it called? Is it called Imprint, the magazine?
Yes.
And he had an article about 2 years ago in Imprint called Some Lino Cuts by Robin Wallace Crabb, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever the title is on that might not be the same as this, but this is a title which I think is quite adequate. It's the kind of title that I give, which
I
usually...
So, Artist Drawing from the Model should,
yes,
be its official title,
yes,
from now on.
Fine.
Good. Okay. It's the fourth of four.
Yes. There's, I think Frank Waters owns another one of them,
if I
remember rightly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, it was done Japanese, a very fibrous Japanese paper.
I see.
And was hand-printed with a, are they called a burin?
Yes. This is a sort of bamboo
pad.
Over a pad.
Yes, that's right.
And you rub it, uh-huh.
Yes. And was one of a long series. Most of the lino cuts at the same time were based on remembrance of things past,
uh-huh,
I think. But this one was done as a result of myself and a number of other people drawing naked ladies in the evenings,
mm-hmm,
once a week at a house I lived in St Kilda Road.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the naked ladies there. It's a pity I can't tell what the Time magazine is, because it must have been a real Time magazine.
Yes, it looks like it.
To be in there.
Did you do a lot of lino cuts?
Yes, at that stage I did a lot, because I was, although these were printed at home, I was teaching in, I think, at Paran Tech,
uh-huh,
one of the Melbourne art schools, and that meant I had access to printing presses and things, so that stimulated a sort of interest in etching and lino cuts.
Uh-huh.
And I quite like the sort of direct approach of lino cutting.
Mm-hmm.
So that wouldn't have been drawn first. It would have been drawn with a tool cutting a fine line.
Yes.
And then sort of gouged out and fairly quickly and directly.
So there's no preliminary drawing for it?
No.
Just work straight onto the liner?
Yes, mm. Yes.
Mm.
And I've been doing a few actually recently using the same technique. I think the nice thing is it does, don't you think, lino cutting always gives you a pleasant surprise. It doesn't matter how bad you are at what you're doing.
Mm.
Something... You're going to be saved by pleasant accidents, and it'll come out the other end not looking quite so bad.